One thing that I've often noticed about modern Bible versions is that they have very strong Calvinist leanings. Now, if you don't know what Calvinism is, one of the 5 points of Calvinism basically teaches that Jesus Christ did not die for everyone. It's called limited atonement. Of course, the Bible makes it clear that Jesus Christ died for every man. He died for all people on this earth. But Calvinism teaches that he only died for certain people and that God basically predetermines who goes to heaven and who goes to hell just based upon his own will, not based on anything that we would do or say or believe or a choice that we make. They don't believe that we have free will. They basically believe everything's just predetermined by God, and he only died for the certain people, and they're the only ones that are going to be saved, and there's nothing we can do to change that at all. Of course, it's a very wicked doctrine. It's completely contrary to Scripture. But I've noticed that these new versions lean very Calvinistic in their doctrine. For example, a Calvinist buzzword is the word sovereign. You know, whenever you're talking to someone who's a Calvinist, they always start out, well, you know, we know that God is sovereign, or do you believe that God is sovereign? And that's their buzzword. Well, the word sovereign is found 0 times in the King James Bible. It never occurs. In the NIV, the word sovereign is found 297 times. In the New Living Translation, 291 times, you'll find the Calvinist buzzword sovereign. Listen to what they do to Luke 2:14. I'm going to read it for you from the King James. It's a very familiar verse. Luke 2:14 says, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Listen to what the NIV does to Luke 2:14. And again, that's a scripture that says that God has goodwill toward men. Because why? Jesus Christ is coming to be the Savior of all men, to die on the cross for all men. God so loved the world. Listen to the NIV. "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests." So now, it's not goodwill toward men in general, it's on earth peace to men on whom his favor rests. Only a select few, like Calvinism teaches. Listen to what the New Living Translation does with Luke 2:14. "Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased." Whereas in the King James Bible, again, we have the famous verse, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." The Bible's clear. Jesus Christ died for everybody. He tasted death for every man. He's the Savior of all men, and he has goodwill here toward all men because Jesus Christ's coming, which is what the discussion is about here in Luke chapter 2, is something that is good news for all people because whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.